What is up, everybody? This is the Alpha Dog, AJ Lasser, and welcome to a very late edition of the Real Talk Podcast. This episode is sponsored by Anchor. I'm not going to go into details because you already know what to do. Now, I'm sorry for missing the deadline for this past Saturday because this episode was supposed to air on Saturday, but at the time, I didn't have any topics to talk about. I was trying to come up with something, and then next thing you know, I come across, well, you already know, YouTube. You already know in one of my previous episodes, in the first season, I talked about old Vivzy Pop, who, by the way, just released episode 3 of Hell of a Boss, so I suggest you guys go check it out as soon as you can. But today is not about a full show. This is actually about one person. And believe it or not, he got his inspiration to do this based on the series Dragon Ball Z Abridged that was created by Team 4 Star, who I will be talking about in a future episode. Now, the guy I'm talking about is content creator Devil Artemis. Now, he's been around for a good while. He has created a bunch of content for YouTube, mainly his Cell Versus. Now, what Cell Versus is pretty much a play on what Dragon Ball Z Abridged did with the perfect Cell Versus for the Cell games, you know, different characters from different shows, cartoons, and all that showing up to fight Cell. Now, Devil Artemis took that concept and actually pretty much upped it a notch. Going as far as, you know, most recently doing, you know, Perfect Cell versus the farmer from the very first episode of Dragon Ball Z, but with a fucking Gundam. Now, one of the first episodes I watched just so happened to be him facing fucking Yamcha. And every time Yamcha tried to talk, fucking Cell, who is voiced by Devil Artemis, most of the characters on there are either voiced by Devil Artemis or by numerous YouTubers like Kagi Films, Bulma Bunny, hell, even Kaiser Neko actually did the voice of Goku on one of the episodes. But if you ever watch this, it's funny to watch. They bring in numerous characters for Cell to fight, but the thing is, when it comes to Cell Versus, it's not actually him fighting. It's actually just him standing there and laughing or getting insulted or actually getting his ass whooped. And it's funny. Hell, he even faced off against a guy from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. I think his name was Jotaro. The motherfucker froze time and proceeded to punch Cell in the dick numerous times. And as soon as he unfreezes time, Cell goes down. Hell, he even becomes friends with some of these characters that he's supposed supposedly supposed to fight. Like, hell, he becomes friends with fucking Kermit the fucking Frog. Like, literally, he becomes friends with Kermit the Frog, but this is a different Kermit the Frog. This Kermit the Frog is more foul-mouthed and more sadistic. He's more powerful than the regular Kermit the Frog. Hell, even at one point, Kermit actually gets a hold of the fucking Infinity Gauntlet. I watched one episode. This one episode where he actually goes up against fucking Thanos from the Avengers Infinity War. He clicks his finger, he uses the Reality Stone, and turns Cell into a fucking cock. Like, literally. So even Cell brought it up, saying that he turned him into a fucking cock. And then also turns him into fucking Shaun the Sheep. What the fuck? But of course, Devil Artemis also releases videos that he's supposed to... He gives fans of his content a chance to actually pitch episodes or characters that Cell could, quote-unquote, fight. But only one character he's actually fought. And that's Frieza. But it was in an 8-bit short. Now, the shorts only last like 1 to 2 minutes. But each one is funny. I mean, hell, they even brought Shallot. Shallot from the soon-to-be-defunct Dragon Ball Legends. Yeah, I recently found out Dragon Ball Legends is going away soon. So I'd advise you guys who love the game to play it while you can, because it won't be long before the servers are shut down. But if you still love Shallot, he's a bat. He's funny. He's fucked up. He eventually becomes a friend of Cell and Kermit. I mean, at one point they in this episode known as Perfect Cell versus Decreased Budget Mario, they were about to play poker, because I watched this in the Best of Perfect Cell versus 2020. And he's looking for Mario, because Mario is supposed to be there. Mario wants to watch a show before they start playing this game. And as soon as he finds him, he does want to watch his show. But it's his show. It's the old Super Mario Brothers Hour. It was the original show from the 1980s to the 1990s. And when he starts singing along to it, I swear to fucking God, Cell just loses his shit and blasts him with a Kamehameha wave. But I think the one person that Cell has faced that has annoyed the ever-living hell out of him since the first season. Yes, they're in seasons. So, was the guy who became a meme. The Ugandan fucking Knuckles. And I swear to fucking God, they literally gave him a fucking Ugandan accent. Do you know the way, brother? And I swear to God, it annoyed the ever-living hell out of Cell. And at least a couple times, this meme-worthy motherfucker pops up in this show. He even showed up in the later seasons that got got the upgrade, the increased budget, as they like to say, and they turned him into a fucking god until he was killed by El Hermano. Yes, I know who El Hermano is. He looks like Jiren in a blue fucking suit, but he pretty much is Jiren in a fucking suit. But anyway, he dies and Cell achieves fucking Ultra Instinct, and beats the hell out of this dude. Hell, at one point he was set to face Android 21 from Dragon Ball FighterZ. But before he even gets the chance, because, you know, she's seducing him and he's like, oh my fucking god, he gets arrested because apparently she's 13 years old. What in the fuck? And then in part 2 and part 3, they do this whole Law and Order parody. Like, literally trying to prove Cell's innocence. In the final episode, Kermit, there is actually two Kermits in this. Kermit with a K and Kermit with a C. The Kermit with a C is just Kermit with a poorly drawn fucking mustache. And for the love of God, Kermit with a C actually proves Cell's fucking innocence. And Kermit with a K, the Kermit who's a badass, actually asks, how many people in this courtroom has actually had sexual contact with Android 21? And literally everyone, including her own fucking lawyer, who was actually played by fucking Gohan, raised their hand. Well, everyone except for fucking Zarbon. Which, by the way, they continue his shit from fucking Dragon Ball Z Abridged and made him gay. Like, they literally made him gay. And it's funny because every time they make a sexual innuendo joke, they would literally laugh their ass. They would literally say something gay, and he would actually go, "Oh my god!" He'd be making these jokes and innuendos. Hell, even discuss the guys around him, especially fucking stormtroopers. But yeah, there's at least over 350 something videos of the Perfect Cell versus. But this Devil Artemis guy actually does more content on the same channel. He does Saiyan Island, where the Dragon Ball Z Saiyans are put on an island. They're supposed to be trying to make a movie, and they film it like Big Brother style. They do Dragon Ball Super Friends, which is just pretty much all the characters from this Perfect Cell versus, pretty much trying to get their shit together. But like I was saying, Devil Artemis is one of the biggest content guys out there. He releases damn good content. He started it, I don't know exactly when he started his channel, because I started watching it recently, because the sounds from his animated shorts actually appear on TikTok, especially Spider Kermit. With great power comes great big booty bitches. Your uncle did not say that.
I'm pretty sure he did.
There's also non-canon Broly. There's canon Broly. You know, non-canon Broly being upset that canon Broly is actually, you know, canon, and he disappears from existence. Everyone reaches Ultra Instinct, Super Saiyan Blue, Super Saiyan God. But there are a bunch of tropes on this fucking show. Like the adaptational badass. And there's two of them. One is Kermit the Frog. Like I mentioned earlier, he goes from a regular Muppet to someone who can go Super Froggy Blue, which is like Super Saiyan God Blue, and Ultra Instinct at random points in this fucking shit. And his current super mode seems to be an ultra buff version. I've actually seen this when they did Perfect Cell versus Demon Bulma. And I swear to God, it's just like, it feels just like they just put Kermit's head on a superimposed body. Especially once the show upgraded from its 2D, ripping off Dragon Ball Z and all that, to going into three-dimensional cartoon. Hell, even this shit even applies to Perfect Cell. Compared to the can, where he's shown to be on top of going toe-to-toe with someone, he's gone Ultra Instinct and got fans popular, and even got the fans popular Golden Cell form, which has been made into pretty much a fan service thing that fans have always wanted to see, because Cell got it, and Frieza got it, and of course in certain fan fictions Cooler got it. Well, if you watched Super Dragon Ball Heroes, the Japanese dubbed cartoon, you would see Golden Cooler. And like I said earlier, Shallot, the guy from Dragon Ball Legends, he's gotten this treatment himself, especially in his first appearance. He's revealed as a Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan Blue Kaioken. But of course, in later appearances, when he becomes more of a dick, they actually had him go Ultra Instinct and Super Saiyan 4. Oh, if you're wondering what they do about the Super Saiyan 4 form in this show, they call them fucking furries. Literally, they call these motherfuckers furries. Hell, they even go to other anime. They do Death Note. They do JoJo. They've even done My Hero Academia. Well, I've only seen the one character. I've seen All Might. I've seen All Might, but he lost. There is another video that I am going to soon watch. It's him do it's Perfect Cell versus Midoriya, Deku, and I'll get to it as soon as possible. Because, to be honest with you, motherfuckers have actually made appearances in this. Hell, even the fucking Slender Man has actually made it into this. He actually killed Cell. Even fucking Jigsaw, the fucking puppet Jigsaw, did this. But it turns out that Jigsaw himself was Gohan. But anyway, yeah. But of course, there's also the tropes of the adaptional jerk ass, the nice guy, the villainy. Which by the way, Master Roshi is in this fucking shit, but they call him he was a dirty old man. But he was no serial killer who buried his victims around his house. He's gone from this to a shell-shocked veteran of the quote-unquote Coochie Wars. Yeah, they bring up Coochie a whole lot in this fucking show. Devil Artemis knows exactly what he's doing. He's like I said, he's doing great with this show. And he says he's got more content raring to go. He started the best of 2020, his best of Perfect Cell versus 2020 in December of 2020. And he recently released part 2 at the end of January, early February. And I watched that first before I watched any of the originals. And then I started watching the originals, and I realized how funny they were. And here's the thing. Unlike Dragon Ball Z Abridged, Devil Artemis actually gets away with saying the word, oh, fuck, shit, ass, bitch. Well, they even get away with saying, suck my dick. Numerous times. And to be honest with you, the show itself is a trope among tropes. They literally just go all out. Hell, at one point they did a freaking parody of the Notorious B.I.G.'s Big Papa, but they call it Big Kermit. You know, with Kermit saying that he's tired of fucking with Miss Piggy, and he starts fucking with Harley Quinn. He actually ends up fucking Harley Quinn, but I don't know if that's fucking canon. But, well, of course it's not canon, because the shit is for fucking fans. They literally get away with every fucking thing on this fucking show. They literally made Kermit the fucking Frog a fucking asshole. And it won't be long when they make everyone assholes on here. Yep, there's even one they actually did where they did a shot for shot remake of the Gohan versus Perfect Cell with, you know, Android 18, you know, Android 16 giving this speech to go on, say, telling him to let go, and then Cell stomps on his head and kills him, and that's what launches Gohan into Super Saiyan 2. Then after the event, and then after the video, they did the comparison, and it was literally a shot for shot remake. That's how you could tell Devil Artemis knows what he's doing. Now, he recently did a video saying that there will be a Gogeta versus Shrek, which, yes, Shrek has appeared on Devil Artemis's channel. And to be honest with you, I can't wait to see what he does with this shit. I can't wait for the new content. I cannot wait to see where the fuck they go with this shit. I will check out his other content. I will check out Saiyan Island. I will check out the Dragon Ball Super Friends. I'll even check out this other thing he's got going called Arena Battle, which is pretty much the Dragon Ball Z characters in an arena. And me saying this, I can tell you right now that if you're looking for something new to watch on YouTube, if you're tired of watching the, you know, gamers playing video games, if you want something good, if you're missing Team 4 Stars original content, especially since they unceremoniously canceled Dragon Ball Z Abridged, I urge you to watch this shit. If you're already watching it, you guys got another fan in me. And to be honest with you, my honest opinion of this show, of this content, is that it's funny and it's as fucked up. Hell, at one point I actually saw Cell kill fucking Kenny from South Park. Like, they literally did Perfect Cell versus South Park. Cartman walks away and literally just... like, he literally just walks away, he goes home, and then Cell just pulls out a fucking gun and shoots Kenny. And, you know, they did the whole trope for South Park, you know, oh my god, they killed Kenny, you bastards! And, to be honest with you, I could not help but laugh. I love watching YouTube videos that make me laugh. I love watching cartoons. I pretty much like watching any adult cartoons that make me laugh. I watch Rick and Morty. I watch Family Guy. I watch the fucking Simpsons. Hell, I even watch half the shit they air on fucking Adult Swim. And honestly, this motherfucker Devil Artemis is right up there with Team Four Star. I mean, hell, I'm pretty sure he actually is trying to convince Team Four Star to do a video with him. And I hope they do. Well, I hope they did. Because they're the ones who started the whole abridged thing. They're the ones who actually brought it into the limelight. Like, literally, they brought this shit into the limelight. And I want it to be known that these guys know exactly that. When I talk about these guys in one of the future episodes, that I hope you guys understand what you guys started. Hell, even this guy released content just days after moving into a new home. Now that's fucking fast. He's giving these fans content during the pandemic, and to be honest with you, it could not have come at a better time, because everybody needs a laugh, especially right now with that fucking snowstorm that just blew through here, and the second snowstorm that's going to be heading this way this fucking Wednesday. People are going to need something to watch. I suggest, while if you're not into watching actual shows on fucking Hulu or Netflix or Disney Plus, you want something more fan-based, fan-driven, fan-created, then I suggest you check out either Team Four Star, check out Devil Artemis, check out any parody that you can find on YouTube. Because to be honest with you, parody is here to stay, especially with the fucking snowflakes out there who think that parody doesn't belong in today's culture. But to be honest with you, we are all a parody of ourselves. And I'll be honest with you, we could all use a little laughter in all this. During this snowstorm, getting sick, people getting sick and dying, the world needs more laughter. And it's thanks to guys like Devil Artemis that keeps people laughing, that keeps bringing their fans back for more. For more about Devil Artemis, go check out his YouTube channel. He's got great content. Like I said, he's actually got some other channels that you can actually follow. You can actually follow. You can actually go on his YouTube channel and follow Team Four Star if you haven't followed them yet. Check out Team Four Star's original Dragon Ball Z abridged. Check out Hellsing abridged. Check out the Final Fantasy Mecha Machine abridged. Check out anything that's parody based if you want a good laugh, or if you love the content, if you loved anime like me. But like I said, go check out Devil Artemis's YouTube channel. Check out Perfect Cell Versus, because the first episode actually starts out with the original animation from Dragon Ball Z. And then it goes on and on and on. And then it updates itself to the 3D animation. And that's where it goes from there. And also, if you love a foul-mouthed Kermit the Frog, who loves big booty bitches, then I suggest you watch this fucking shit. Let me know what you think of this episode. I'll be back this coming up Saturday for a brand new episode. I'll be back, like I said, I'll be back for a brand new episode this Saturday. Hopefully I'll have a subject for this next episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. That being said, check me out on Twitter at AlphaDog31. Check me out on fucking Instagram, AlphaDog131. Follow the podcast page. Follow me on Facebook, David Laster. And I'll update you on when the next episode is. With that being said, I am the Alpha Dog, AJ Laster. And I'll see you in the next episode. Good night, everybody.